What?
I said, can you start tomorrow?
Yeah, this is something. Now, I have to tell you that I'm a past president, past chairman of a nonprofit in Houston called Trees for Houston. And Barry Ward, our executive director, lives in Seabrook. And we have been expanding. And actually, the city of LaPorte has given us made property available to us
behind
the recreation center. And we're growing trees and we're planting trees. And we've got a plan. I've been pushing Barry to do something at Resdor, the new road there off in Resdor. But I talked to Barry about this idea, and I said, Barry, I said, can, you know, all things being equal, can we get Trees for Houston in a partnership with the city of Shore Acres? Because the whole model about Trees for Houston is that you can, it's tax deductible donations if you plant trees in public parks or public right of way. Not on private property, but public right of way. So that's an idea of how we might raise some money to make this happen. Go to the this is, you know, we know where this is. It's right here by the city hall. But then there's a way of introducing some new palms and removes some existing tallows so that you can really celebrate the entry. Right up here at the main entry where the stone entry mm-hmm. monuments are, there's a camphor tree, I believe, mm-hmm. planted on the right side as you enter. We need to, somebody needs to go and cut that down so that we can see the walls. Is that the last slide? So that's sort of the other idea about the community and about celebrating the entry to City of Shore Acres as an accompaniment to the shoreline restoration project.
Just a matter of information. The city code allows for a cut down of tallow trees without a permit.
Does it?
Yeah,
I haven't been to investigate to see if Shore Acres has a shrub and tree ordinance or anything.
It does have one. But for the permit, you require a permit if you're going to cut down a tree in the right of way.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's on that board.
Okay. Okay.
So the board just went through a little episode on issuing a permit for tree removal.
Yeah. Well, the tallow tree is not a protected tree in the city of Shore Acres.
It's one that says you can cut down without a permit.
Okay. The Esplanade Dam Shore Boulevard. The underneath that is the
storm drain.
Storm drains.
How deep is it?
Yeah, that's
one. Palms don't.
The palms should be.
I mean, as long as we've got about 30 inches. I mean, depends on how big we plant them. If we plant small ones, I mean, all you need is about 2 feet or 18 inches or something. I mean.
Eventually, they're going to grow big enough to impact that storm drain.
I don't know how deep it is,
but that is something we need to look at.
Yeah. The city of Houston had, 30 years ago, the city of Houston had all these rules that you couldn't plant a tree within 5 feet of a sidewalk or 5 feet of a curb, and you couldn't put them on top of a water line or a storm drain line or a sanitary sewer line. And basically, that meant the whole right of way was. You couldn't plant a tree in the whole right, you know, those things. So, there are some real things about underground utilities and trees and things. But
Shore Acres Boulevard is actually done by county. Harris County.
It's a county road.
Yeah.
So we would have to comply with
the
county.
But the palm trees will be fine because when we planted the crepe myrtles, we could not keep those in bushes. They had to be tree crepe myrtles.
Visibility standpoint,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the trees and palms would be no problem.
Yeah.
And if we can get the money quick, the commissioner actually lives in Shore Acres, so that's a good idea.
But that's sort of a bigger idea, you know, kind of building on what we're hoping to do for the shoreline restoration project. And
a good example of that is what Nassau Bay has done with those from the Hilton back going back mm-hmm. towards where they've gone in and put palms and
all along that
road. It's very it just really improve the center.
That started so long ago, David Stahl was starting that
work. Well, you know, there are some folks, and my dear late friend Kate Crooker in Houston, who was on the City Planning Commission for years, and she was a board member of Trees for Houston, and she was a strong advocate of the heat island effect, meaning you need shade trees and not palm trees. And Kay was instrumental in getting the palm tree off of the City of Houston street tree list, because you can plant palm trees in the city right away, but you've got to respond to the requirement of their appropriate street tree as well. Barry and I had this conversation. John, are you going to plant palm? I said, yeah, we're going to plant palm trees. I said, we got plenty of trees here in Shore Acres. But this is a special historical.
Well, we did have plenty of trees.
Yeah, you did. We lost a lot of trees, obviously, in the hurricane.
And maybe we can talk later about helping restore the trees.
That's right. Well, that's that too. That's
so right. I wanted to kind of bring back and come back. So this is the concept that we're going to present tonight, assuming it sounds like we've gotten pretty good feedback. I just want to make clear, we have not gone in and costed dunning design or costing on the structure.
Yeah, sure.
They are going to add some to the cost. I don't think they're going to be tremendously more expensive than the rock riprap we're talking about. But we've also got to do the design work. I really like the cantilevered out idea a little bit. That this is where engineers and architects tend to fight with each other. Let's make it easy. So anyway, I just wanted to point out, there's still a lot of work to be done, but this is the vision that we want to get the feedback on, and if it's positive, then we'll continue down this path.
I like it.
How much time do we have for the presentation? Is it 6? Is it at 6?
Yeah, so we're starting at, are we starting at 7?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh,
we start
at 7.
7.
Yeah.
Okay.
7. So is it an hour and a half? 2 hours?
We have
the
room till
9. Till 9, okay.
Okay. But I've been getting a lot of feedback from individuals that they'd like to get out by 8. I mean, I'm willing to stay till 9, but there's something about this.
Well, we have that kid on the voice tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here. Absolutely.
We're going to find out whether he wins tonight or not. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the last. He's one of the last three on the voice.
Yeah, I know.
He's a senior at high school right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've got all these watch parties.
Yeah. Well, I just asked that because we need to do this presentation and. What, 22 minutes.
I've got about.
We're going to talk fast.
Yeah.
No, I can have somebody text and I can announce it in the room.
Can you go back to that other presentation? I just wanted to step through it with you guys and show you what we have on the other presentation as well. But I've got maybe about 20 minutes or so worth of slides. And then
we'll have to do our presentation.
We'll kind of zoom through 45 minutes, and then so our plan is we'll give this presentation, allow time for input if people want to, but ask primarily people hold their comments to the end, and then we'll just let people have the floor and go one by one and let people speak their piece.
Yeah,
I just wanted to step through. Can you go into the presentation mode and say what these slides are going to be hidden in the final, but I'm going to start out by talking about the physical parameters and then go into the overview and objectives and then go on to the other. So just, we talked about the topography last time we met. I'm going to review those couple of slides and then talk about subsidence. I think we talked about this the other day. We're in the 7 to 8 foot of subsidence zone in this area, so that's obviously a big factor. The shoreline recession, I think it's really kind of questionable how much there was from some of these older charts, but the bottom line is the newer maps all seem to show everything's been pretty darn stable for the last 30, 40 years. The storm surge levels, looking at these are out of the new flood insurance study that's still preliminary. They're substantially higher than they used to be, as I'm sure everybody along here realizes. This is the new proposed flood map, not effective yet. and then we go into the. We'll talk about the overview and the objectives that we discussed last time, and then I'm going to discuss the alternatives briefly, and then the couple of sections that we discussed, or I showed you a little bit. So I think for the most part, we've already talked about all these this evening, but I just wanted to get them up here and let you guys have a preview of what we're going to go through. The preferred alternative. So this is what we understood from the last time. And I'll be honest, I didn't think we were going to be at this stage when we were initially scoping out these meetings. I was originally planning for this to be more of a get general input, but it sounds like there's such a good consensus that I wanted to go ahead and lay this out and start to get more specific feedback now. But so preserves shall be to expand the length approximately maybe 50 to 100 feet potentially. Other than that, basically rock riprap revetment for the rest of the length of the project, and potentially integrate some moisture reef habitat into the tow. It's for environmental benefit, which is always good, but B, that will hopefully help us attract some grant money. And that's a point that I made previously and we've discussed, is that, you know, obviously building wetlands attracts more money from some of these grant agencies than building a rock riprap revetment. That being said, we certainly understand you don't really want to marsh out here, and we're not going to push that, but you know, just making sure we all understand the less environmental benefits we have out of this, the harder it's going to be to sell in terms of grant funding. Now, I think it's still doable, but it's going to take a lot of work from the part of the city to, you know, pursue these grants like J.O. and Nancy and David and everyone else has been doing for the last 10 years.
I'm fine with oyster seeding. Anybody have objections?
No, I think that's great.
Yeah.
And that's really, I mean, you basically got what you need there, which is the rock form to live on, so it's right. Almost a no-brainer.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, they're going to be there in 10 years anyway.
Oh, yeah. True.
Well, that's going to just improve the fishing and everything for the deer.
Water quality.
Yeah,
most high approach. I was speaking for
myself. You got the hot sauce. I'll need to throw the shells back.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I think after this, the next, we'll go into John and Benny's presentation that we just went through.
And we'll go through it faster than we
really? Your ideas are really nice. Well, you can get a consensus from the people that show up.
Right, that's right. Well, those are the only ones
that
have
a
voice,
beginning.
Right?
You know, how fast do y'all need us to go through this?
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes was, I think it's Thomas Jefferson, somebody said, the best committee has three members and two of them are absent.
Yes.
Well, my family, been coming down to the yacht club since 1959, so
wow.
I had 55 years of experience of coming to the bay, and then our 27 years in our house, which we don't have now. I wish we had it now, but we don't. The house up on Sylvan Street in LaPorte. So I've seen Carla and Alicia and Ike as far as the major storms down here. So it's really fun to be able to kind of help make things happen, and if we can kind of build on this, you know, the identity of Shore Acres and build on the palm tree is one of those identity elements.
Do you think we can wrap that part of the project in with the rest of the shoreline project as well?
I do. I think we can integrate these together, I think we may not be able to integrate some of the amenities, so the shade structure, maybe the benches, and probably most likely the planting, I think we'll probably have to fund out of a different pot. But I think I think we can obtain grant funding that gives us a flexibility to do, not make everything rock river.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice to be able to afford, an 8-foot clear trunk
palm tree.
I mean, but they are expensive.
They are. And,
we have one. There's one at 214 Sylvan's, you know, over at the old house over there, and I go by there periodically just to check on the house and everything. But that palm tree now is up, you know, like 8, 10. I have to go measure. It's got a considerable amount of trunk, but I can remember in 1968 or 69 mowing the lawn, and you know, it had a trunk. You know, you couldn't walk under it because the fronds were so low.
Yeah.
So they, maybe if you fertilize them, maybe they grow faster, but they are slow growing. So you'd like to start, you know, you'd like to start with something you could walk under, you know, at least. But they are expensive. But if you don't plant them, you know, then you never have them, and you just let them grow. At the time, in the late 80s, we did Little Cedar Bayou Park. We did the wave pool and the park over there. And Stan Sherwood was this Parks and Recreation Director at La Porte. And I was trying to get him to plant just some live oaks on Fairmont Parkway between 146 and Sylvan Beach. And there were all these reasons why they couldn't do it. And they, you know, they wanted to do their own trees for Houston, even though I said, you know, we can do this. It's tax deductible. You can get donations. And, oh, well, we're going to do it ourselves. And nothing ever happened. And it's been, how many years is that? You know, it's 28 years or whatever it is. And those trees would have been big, nice shade trees. So you got to start, you know, whether it's small or medium size or something.
We'll take whatever you can get us.
Yeah.
Well, so we will take whatever you can get.
Well, the Trees for Houston thing, it, you know, it's a partnership. So, you know, trees, we raise, you know, tax-deductible dollars, donations for Trees for Houston, but then you have to have a partnership with, you know.
Well, we're all the Civic Association, so.
And there's another little park, Heron Park, that has a kayak launch and a place for on the corner where they fish.
Uh-huh.
It'd be really nice to start a few of those palms over there.
Yeah, right over here on the bayou.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
they would get some shade.
Yeah, we've got her and I work with that, and they have their own little entity. It's called Friends of Heron Park, and we have a pavilion. It's not really a pavilion, but it's a deck over there that you can sit down.
Well, I've seen the root system of Canary Island palms. Maybe it was after, I don't know if it was after Alicia, after Ike, I mean after Carla, but the roots, you know, they're all like bigger than your finger, and there's just, I mean, from a holding, being able to, you know, hold the soil and hold the, you know, from erosion and stuff, I think they're pretty.
Well, and you wouldn't have any complaints from anybody as blocking the views or anything, because that would be an area that, you know, if you just, even if it was like in groupings.
Yeah,
some shade would be beautiful too. We could add some there,
especially by the boat launch. That'd be really nice.
Yeah,
I was just going to go back and, you know, say that I think the key in all this is that, you know, it's going to require a lot of dedication from the community, and I know Shore Acres is a small community. It's not like the city of Houston where you've got professional grant writers that spend all day pursuing these things, but. You know, really the key is going to be to leverage, you know, everybody's enthusiasm and, you know, work with the county, work with every resource we can find to seek the grant funding for all this. It is going to be tough. I mean, it's not an insignificant project, and money doesn't fall out of trees. So.
It seems like Seabrook is getting more than their share of grant money for parks. Are you aware of the process?
Well, I've done a little bit on some of the post-Ike stuff, and I know they're using the same law firm that Riveron that, you know, is helping administer this. But, you know, I've worked with them on some of the Pine Gully stuff, and, you know, they the city manager has been very active, and you know their parks committee is extremely active, and you know, it's just a lot of volunteers and professional staff too that dedicate their time to it. I mean, I think that's the key. I've seen, you know, little small communities in, you know, Matagorda County, you know, Palacios, and some of these little places that really have been pretty successful in getting some of these grants. And you know, just the key is that they've got people that spend a lot of their time pursuing it, and it's a lot of hard work. But and I'll say, you know, in my experience, Harris County, for a lot of the state funding, I think Harris County gets overlooked a little bit. People think, well, it's Harris County, it's Houston, they got plenty of money. Why do they need any money from us? But you know, the places like Shore Acres and LaPorte and Baytown are not the recipients of huge tax bases, except, well, Baytown maybe.
Yeah.
In the shoreline, the water edge, isn't that Chambers County?
Yeah.
If you put your foot in the bay, you're in Chambers County. Right. So can we get some Chambers County?
Well, you know,
maybe they can fund the oyster bank or something.
And part of the several of the grant, you know, cycle of applications that we put in. I remember Nancy, maybe UJF did some work on this, but you know, trying to classify the project as being in more than one county.
Well, we're going to do the jackal. We're actually going to do it on one of the days they were open.
I almost got your toes. You see that?
Yeah, I got another.
They wouldn't do it before I can believe in.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right, Austin, you got
thank you.
I guess we'll see you a little later. I'm not sure I'd be able to water for them. I can see some, you know, potential there that
we didn't know. It gets exciting.
Yeah. We'd like to see
that. Well, it's included.
Well, because it's
keeping it really simple. I mean, grass,
right. But since we've been talking about lawning for so many years,
keep it really simple.
No, it's supposed to be that much make that you're
going to. Yeah,
right. There's a material that's strong enough to put over the store.
Yes, that's another thing that you took into account. And so I think I'm really excited about it. See, there's one of the homeowners now, so we already have a plug. He lives on Miramar.
So what do we need? What do you need? Are you going to bring a projector?
I've got a projector. We're going to see how the walls work.
If there's no screen or something.
Yeah. If they don't, I brought some of these giant post-it notes, and we'll post some of those up and project on the ground.
Okay.
It won't be ideal.
It's open. I mean,
is it open now?
They're open. Yeah. They close. The library closes at 7, and then the recreation center goes in and opens it up. So if you get over there, you can talk to the librarians, and they can show you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are together.
Where's
that?
Yes, the library.
On the left.
Yeah.
They grew up here.
Yeah, exactly. At least on the weekend.
Has that always been the location of the library?
I know that they rebuilt
a new one. That's a new one. Is the old one there?
Or it was expanded or something.
It's been there long.
That's one of the new
community buildings.
Right.
Off St. Jacinta. There's three right there. There's where there's a library and then a community.
But the library's still on St. Jacinta, right?
No, it's on Broadway.
Oh, it's on Broadway. Okay,
it's across from the elementary. It's across from the elementary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a community.
I was thinking about the old school location.
Oh,
the St. Jacinta.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
We can talk to Harrison.
Thank
you.
See you
at 7.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by the Walgreens or CVS or whatever.
No,
whatever
I have to get to
get some batteries for a
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
About that sign for, I mean, that picture of
Obviously, you put them in there, somebody has to empty them.
That's right.
Well, if we don't, they're just going to throw them on the ground.
You put them in,
how are you? Oh, I'm just fine. I'm a guy. Yeah.